You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Among here, this is your first time na umaten po ng 7 o'clock service. Meron po ba? Yan. I'd like to welcome you. And this is Every Nation, this is Victory Christian Fellowship. Or wala na pala tayong Christian Fellowship, Victory Metro East. So, kung sino man po yung nag-invite sa inyo, dinala niya po kayo sa magandang lugar. Huwag po kayong mag-alala. So, I'd like to honor Pastor Mark, our senior pastor. And back when I was in U-Belt, he was our senior pastor already. And bumalik po ako ng, naging Metro East po ako, siya pa rin yung senior pastor. So, I believe may gagawin po talaga si God. I mean, through us, na talagang gusto ko magpa-mentor talaga kay Pastor Mark. We were talking with him last week, this week rather, and I learned a lot from him. So, sobrang nabibless po ako sa leadership, and even Pastor Sky. Sobrang, I mean, I watched him preaching last week, and I mean, last week, I'm not sure, but I saw him preaching, and sobrang powerful talaga. So, let's just praise God. I mean, talagang, palakpakan naman natin si Lord sa special family na binless natin. Binless sa atin ni God. You know, as I was, I'd like to share my story by this. When I was young, may dream po talaga ako. Bata pa lang po ako. Mahilig na po ako sa mga nations or mga countries. Kaya bata ako, I like to watch National Geographic. So, bata ako, gusto kong nanonood ng iba't ibang places, iba't ibang nation. Kasi na-imagine ko, ano kaya yung feeling kung kapag naglalakad ako doon? Ano kaya yung feeling kapag nakapunta ako ng bansa na to? Ano kaya yung feeling mga sakay na eroplano? Yun yung naisip ko ng bata ba kasi I am not from a rich family. And it's really a dream for me to really go out of the Philippines. Before, traveling lang yung gusto ko. And I studied in a Chinese school. And yung dad ko, pinadala niya ako sa Chinese school kasi he believes, sobrang naniniwala siya na pag graduate ako at maging close ko yung mga classmate ko, pag nag-graduate kami, magiging business partners kami. So kaya nilagay niya ako sa Chinese school. Medyo strategic yung tatay ko. But then, you know what? When I was younger, siguro mga grade 5, grade 6, pagka after ng bakasyon, pasokan ng June, may mga dala sila mga pictures. Tapos pinapakita nila yung mga pictures sa akin talagang sasabihin nila, "This is our picture in Great Wall of China." Every week yon, I mean every year, iba-ibang posing lang pero Great Wall of China. Okay? Kasi Chinese sila eh. So parang sabi ko, grabe, ang yaman naman ng mga to. Kailan kaya ako makakapunta ng Great Wall of China? And we have subjects sa Chinese classes namin na may mga pictures. Sabi ko, Lord, wala pa lang Lord nun. Kailan kaya ako makakapunta doon? Sabi ko, parang imposible yata. Parang hindi yata possible kasi hindi kami mayaman. But you know, when I became to know Jesus, 2001, when I was studying in college, and talagang eventually, He birthed in me the heart for the nations. And in 2005, sabi ko, nung binalikan ko yung mga ilang years ago, Lord, ito yung pangarap ko dati. Okay? Ito yung pangarap ko. April 2005, I was able to walk on the Great Wall of China. May picture ako dyan eh. So, grabe, no? Buhay si Lord. You know, that was 6 years ago. And when I was walking on the Great Wall of China, I was just talking to God. I said, Lord, before this was just my dream to walk on the Great Wall, but now I'm walking. I mean, ito na yun. This is it. Diba? Ito na yung pangarap ko. Pero alam mo, nung nandun na ako, not just that I was enjoying my walk on the Great Wall of China, but I was like, Lord, thank you. Because not just walking, but I was sharing the gospel to the Chinese people. Hindi lang pala ni God gusto na mamasyal ako. Hindi lang pala gusto ni God na i-share ko yung ano, yung gifts ko pag pumunta ako na ibang bansa. Gusto rin niya i-share kung sino siya sa mga pupuntahan ng countries. And maybe you have a lot of dreams. Siguro may mga iba sa inyo, may pangarap kayo sa mga buhay niyo. And you're saying, parang imposible yata. Parang nakaka-relate ako dyan. Ako yun. Diba? When I was young, maybe when you were in high school, or maybe now you have a dream, or you're believing for something to happen in your life, and it seems impossible. You know, during 1954 of May, by the name of Roger Bannister, this guy broke the 4-mile barrier. Kasi before, they were saying it's biologically impossible for men, okay, na lampasan yung 1 mile, less than 4 minutes. Pero by this man, si Roger Bannister, sabi niya hindi yan physical, ano eh. It's just a mental, kumbaga, hindi, mental capability, incapability lang yan. Kumbaga, kaya ko yan. Malampasan ko yung 4 minutes. And true enough, in May 954, he ran and broke the 1 mile barrier. And after 2 weeks, one runner again broke that barrier. After 2 years, 7 more runners. And after 10 years, 73 more runners broke that barrier. And today, breaking that barrier is just normal in, if you're a world-class runner. Yung world-class record po natin is 3 minutes, 43 seconds. Imagine plus 17 seconds. Last time, no 1954, was believed that it was impossible for a man to run under 4 minutes. Pero right now, it's just normal. You know, another story, Wright brothers, ito po, they believed that men could fly. Diba, palang araw, makakalipad din tayo. And they were laughing. They were saying that if men were meant to fly, then we were supposed to be born with wings. Diba? Ang hirap siguro yung panganak nun na may pakpak kayong baby ka palang. Sakit na kawawa naman yung mami mo. Diba? Sabi niyo mga kritik, talagang hindi posible yun. Because before there were machines that were flying, but air balloons, gliders, but never before that a man could control a flying machine. But you know, today, how many of you agree that it's just easy to fly? If you want to go to Hong Kong, 1.5 hours. Diba? If you go to Singapore, 3 hours. I mean, if you go to North America, if you go to the States, it will just take you 13 hours. Before, it was so impossible to do or to go or to fly. Now, everything is possible. Diba? You know what? The same in line with the message that I'd like to read in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. This was the last words that Jesus gave to his disciples. And no one here would agree with me when you say last words, these are the most important words. Meron ba? I mean, di ba pag yung may aalis ng bahay, kunwari alis yung mami mo, when I was younger, I mean, yung parents ko would always go to Manila, lumaki po ako sa province, and ang dami nilang bilin. Dapat ito, dapat yung pintuan ilak, dapat yung ano, yung pag-aalis kayo ng bahay, yung saksakan, tatanggalin, di ba? Baka yung kalan, naka-on pa, dapat i-close nyo yun para hindi sumingo yung gaso. Lahat. Lalo na yung mga mami, di ba? Ang daming bilin lagi. Meron pang mga list things to do. You know, that is the most important things. Kaya nga nila hinuhuli eh. Di ba? Kaya nga bago pa sumakay ng kotse, o yung ano ha? Di ba? You know what? Jesus, the same thing. Before he left, he said this to the disciples. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You know, when he was saying this, I believe not just that this is important, but this is what's something in his heart. Ito yung nasa puso ni Jesus eh. Ito yung nasa heart niya, kaya niya binilin. And can you just imagine, yung mga disciples, during that time, they were just 11. Originally, they were 12, right? But one, I mean, iniwan si Jesus, di ba? Itinakwil si Jesus. Can you just imagine how the disciples were receiving those things? Lord, magpe-preach kami sa nations? Eh, hindi nga kami nag-aral eh. They were unschooled, okay? The disciples were even uneducated. They were provincial. Or some of them, they were saying, I have never been outside of Israel. Hindi ba ako nakakalabas ng Israel, Lord? And you're saying, you're telling me to go out to the nations? E-11 kami, 12 na kami, nawala pa yung isa eh. Paano na lang, gagawin ba namin yun? Imposible yata yun, Lord. Maybe you can relate, you're saying, God, how will I be able to do that? Maybe you've been a Christian for a year, or maybe for months, and maybe for some of you, it's been so long. And you're saying, God, siguro sila kaya nila, pero not me. Hindi ako, it's not for me. That message is not for me. That message maybe are for those people who are powerful. That message is maybe for those who have money na kaya magbayad ng ticket sa aeroplano para makapunta sa ibang nation. You know what? You don't have to go to the nations to share who Jesus is. You just have to look to your office mates. You just have to look to your housemates sa bahay niyo. You just have to look to your classmates. Maybe they need to hear who Jesus is. Maybe the thing that you have been learning here in Victory, the things that you've been learning sa Victory group mo, kailangan din nila yan marinig. Kasi if you're not gonna share that, these people might not forever know Jesus forever. That's why you need to share who Jesus is. You need to share your faith. Siguro may mga iba dito, estudyante lang ako. Imposible yata. Parang siguro yung mga may trabaho na pwede, but ako student. Sino may mga students ba dito? Can you just raise your hands? Ayun. Masteral. Joke lang. So, I mean, mga college, high school, siguro some of you. You know what? When God called me to go to the nations, I'm not proud, but I was just saying that this is God's power working in me. I was 19 when I first went to the nations. When I first obeyed God. Pumunta po ako sa Yangon, Myanmar, in 2003. Okay? Yan po yun. Nasa train po ako niyan. There was a street food, para turon siya, pero parang lumpia yung nasa loob niya. Pero I was just there and preaching and sharing who Jesus is. I was not even a Victory Group leader then. Hindi pa nga po ako marunong mag-share ng ano nun eh, ng sa Victory Group. Pero marunong ako mag one-to-one pa lang nun. Pero sabi ng leader ko, marunong ka na mag one-to-one, halika, punta na sa nations. Maraming kailangan makarinig niyan. Maraming masisave. And true enough, I went there, I met some Buddhist guys. And by the way, Myanmar is a 92% Buddhist nation. And I met some 5 guys. And I was just like, anong gusto nyo? Kain tayo. I treat them to a restaurant. And God just gave me the wisdom to order yung chicken. Talagang sabi ko, ano kayang meron sa chicken na yun? And I realized, after that moment, they keep on telling me or inviting me to the next meeting. Sabi ko, bakit kaya? I realized that yung chicken pala, when you eat in Myanmar, pag kumakain ka pala ng chicken doon, mayaman ka. So some of them, nung kumakain sila ng chicken, talagang first time na teary-eyed pa sila. Chicken. Ayaw, gusto nilang picture talaga. This is my first time to eat a chicken. Diba? Salamat sa chicken. Hindi. Salamat kay Lord. Binigyan niya ako ng vision. I mean, ng wisdom. Ang daming pwedeng orderin, pero yung pa in-order ko. Eventually, after 2 weeks, I was able to share who Jesus is and what Jesus did for them. We were even walking to the Buddhist temple together. And after 2 weeks, hindi na si Buddha yung Lord nila, pero si Jesus na. These 5 men gave their life to Christ. And one of them, grabe, praise God talaga, ang galing ni Lord. One of them even became a leader. And during the Every Nation 2007 here in the Philippines, he was even there and praising God. I was so happy. Sabi niya, nilapitan niya ako, remember me? I was the one whom you shared salvation 4 years ago when you went to my nation. And now I'm sharing my faith to other Buddhists, to other Burmese. Alam mo, hindi lang ako yung may kayang gumawa nun, kaya mo rin gawin yun. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Sabihin mo, God can use you. If you're saying, I'm incapable, or maybe I don't have the talent, I don't have the money, I mean, I didn't have anything then. I was just obedient to God. Maybe you're saying, God, hindi ako marunong mag-English. Yung English ko medyo hindi nag-agree yung verb at saka subject. They is, di ba? You know, ako, nung bata talaga ako, I'm not proud, but I would always say this, hindi talaga ako magaling mag-English. As in, nagtataka ako why they are laughing pag nanood kami ng movie. Hindi ko naiintindihan kung bakit. Kaya sila natatawa. Kasi I don't understand. Yung formal team ko nung high school, laging 80, 79. Kasi yung teacher ko, laging niyang tinuturo. Dapat pag they are, they is ka ng they is eh. Hindi talaga ako marunong. I'm not saying this. If you're gonna ask my classmates, they will say, oo nga, ganyan si Dan. You know what? Ginamit ako ni Lord. I mean, kaya ka rin gamitin ni Lord. Lord, I cannot pronounce fee properly. May F defect ka. Talaga na pagpapalit mo yung F and P, okay lang yun. Di ba, gagamitin ka pa rin ni Lord. Would you believe this? One of our missionaries in Afghanistan, by the name of Kuya Lito, he was there and ito, si Kuya Lito, bago siya naging missionary, he was a driver. Okay, driver po siya ng isang pastor natin. Okay, and then God called him to be a missionary. So if you're a driver, you would, I mean, somehow, siguro hindi siya nakatapos ng college or hindi yung schooling niya. And Nalalaman ko lang yung kwento na yon na hindi talaga siya magaling mag-English. Pero when I heard him, ay, totoo nga, hindi talaga siya marunong. Pero would you believe that this guy who cannot even speak in straight English was able to share who Jesus is to an Afghan who is hardcore Muslim and right now is a believer and is a disciple serving our church in Dubai. I mean, nagsishare siya, sabi niya, Jesus died on the cross for you. Di ba? Ganun siya mag-share. Grabe. And if not he die, you hell. Ganun talaga. I mean, no kidding. But he was able to share. Sabi ko, kinausap ko yung disciple kasi I was able to meet with him. Sabi ko, how were you able to understand? Si Kuya Lito. Sabi niya, actually, I didn't. Sabi ko, bakit? Paano nangyari na save ka? Kasi I was just amazed dun sa passion niya mag-share. Grabe yung passion niya. Kung meron kang ganong passion, ibig sabihin, totoo yung sinishare mo. So kahit hindi ko naiintindihan yung sinasabi niya, naniwala ako. And then eventually, na one to one na lang siya ulit. Inulit na lang. So if you're saying, God, parang hindi yata pwede yun. You know what? God can use you. God can use, and even if you're saying that I'm weak, you know what? God chose the foolish things of this earth. Shame the wise. I mean, God chose the weak things of this earth. Okay, to shame the strong. Gagamitin ka ni Lord. Okay, you just have to be obedient. And then when God uses you, your faith will grow. In 2 Corinthians, okay, chapter 10, verse 15, our hope is that as your faith continues to grow, our area of activity among you will greatly expand so that we can preach the gospel in the regions beyond you. You know what? As you share your faith, as you share who Jesus is, your faith will grow. Naalala niyo ba nung una ka pa lang na na-save? Sino ba rito, you've been walking with God for more than 6 months right now. Yan. Okay lang. For more than 1 year. Yan. Okay. So may mga iba matatagal na. And humong year, na-try mo na kahit some beses i-share si Jesus sa iba. Sa ibang tao. Diba? How many of you would agree with me that not that the person is growing, nag-grow siya, pero ikaw personally, you are growing when you share Jesus to other people. Nag-grow ka eh. You know what? May mga ibang tao, they're asking, ba't kayo hindi ako masyado nag-grow? I've been walking with God for so long, and how come na yung walk ko kay God, yung faith ko, yung belief ko, ba't ganito pa rin? You know, the principle of the, if you're familiar with the Dead Sea, okay, Dead Sea is, for your information, 8 times saltier than the normal sea. And bakit siya tinawag na Dead Sea is because sobrang alat niya na walang pwedeng mabuhay na anything or living or isda o halaman. Kasi lahat ng bodies of water entering, okay, that sea, pero wala siyang output. Puro enter lang, entry ng entry, pero walang output. So naiipon lang lahat doon. Maybe some of you, yung upuan na yan, talagang binakante mo na yun sa akin to every 7 p.m. Nireserve mo na yan. Okay? Nakikinig ka ng preaching, punong-puno na yung notebook mo. Pag nagbabasa ka ng Bible, sobrang dahil mong revelation kay Lord. Okay yun. Yung leader mo talagang namamaus na sa kakashare sa'yo kung sino si Jesus. Pero ba't parang inatinong ko naman lahat na nagpe-pray naman ako, nagbabasa ako ng Bible, umaate naman ako ng service. Bakit hindi ako nag-grow? Baka kasi hindi mo sinishare yung faith mo sa ibang tao. You know what? A lot of people are just waiting for you to share who Jesus is. You know what? Sobrang nag-struck sa akin, sabi ng leader ko before, there is a specific people or specific person in this world that only you can share. There's someone in this world that is just waiting for you to share who He is. At kapag hindi ka nag-obey at hindi mo sinare si Jesus, that person may never forever know God. That person may never know God. At hindi lang po doon yung masakit eh. At kung yung tao na yun, hindi niya makayala si Jesus, yung mga tao na dapat din niyang shesheran, baka hindi na nila makayala si Jesus. Dahil lang sa isang tao na hindi natin na-sheran. You know what? You don't have to be like, maybe minsan sabi mo, hindi akong missionary, hindi ko kayang maniran sa ibang bansa, or I can't live a sacrificial life, I cannot leave my family. You know what? You don't have to do that. You just have to open your eyes. You just have to ask God, Lord, open my spiritual eyes so that I would see them harassed and helpless, so that I would see them as sheep without a shepherd. Na pag nakikita mo sila, I hope that God will give a cry in your heart that you will have the same heart, yung heart din ni God for people. In Romans chapter 15, verse 20, this has been my life verse. Kahit nung graduate ako sa School of World Missions, this is my life verse that I put in my yearbook. It has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known. You know what? If you're gonna ask me, I don't have the heart for missions. Huh? Ba't ka nandyan? Ba't ka nasa Kyrgyzstan? I always have the heart for people. Even padala mo ako sa gaytong place, padala mo ako sa gaytong lugar, I would always go because my heart, not just for missions, but my heart is for people. Kasi I believe that's the same heart that God has. Yun din yung heart ni Lord. And if we want to be Christ-like, we have to ask God, Lord, give me the same heart na meron ka. So that as I see them, I will not be familiar, I will not have the same mindset paulit-ulit na pag nakita ko sila, normal lang yung day ko. Hindi mo lang ako nag-grieve na yung buhay nila hindi maayos. I hope when you see people who are unsaved, you will say, God, how can I help this person know you? I hope you have that thing na hindi mo iniisip, okay, sa hell ka, ako sa heaven, maala ka, masunog ka sa impyerno, basta ako sa heaven ako. I hope hindi ganun. Now, when you see people who are unsaved, sana mag-cry talaga yung heart mo. Na maintindihan mo rin yung heart ni God para sa kanila. I'd like to show you some statistics. You know what? There are churches exist in all 238 nations of the world. 166,000 people hear the gospel for the first time every day. 20.7 million people accept Christ every year. And 50,000 new churches are planted every year. Nakaka-encourage pa, di ba? Palakpakan naman natin dyan si Lord. For you to have a better picture, pakita po natin yung map. Okay, this is a world map. And yung blue po dyan, yan po yung Christian or evangelized na places na. Diba? Ang dami po. And kung magaling po kayo sa geography, you would say na ang Russia is the number one, the pinakamalaking area sa buong mundo. Kasama na dyan yung Canada, yung China, kasama pa yung Kazakhstan. I mean, those 1 to 10 countries. And who among you would agree na malalaki nga yung country nila, pero wala rin pong taong nakatira. So yung mga blue po na yan, are basically land area. At yung bulk po ng population ng buong mundo, nandyan po sa gitna, kung saan hindi po kulay blue. Ibig sabihin, most of the people sa mundo, hindi pa rin naririnig at hindi pa rin kilala kung sino po yung Jesus na sinaserve at wino-worship natin ngayon. So if you're saying, ang dami na, no? Nakakatawa. You know what? Hindi pa po tapos. If you're saying, grabe, malapit na masave yung buong mundo, babalik na si Jesus, we'll go to heaven. Amen. Tapos na, di ba, paghihirap natin? We are not yet done. We are just starting. Marami pang gagawin si Lord. Marami pang nation at marami pang mga ibang tao sa ibang bansa na masisave. You know what? There are 11,000 people groups na hindi pa po kilala si Jesus. 2 billion people po yung pinag-uusapan natin. We are about 6.5 or 7 billion today. So in short, 1/3 of the world's population hindi po kilala si Jesus. 4 out of 10 people in the world have never heard the gospel. I was so surprised when I went to China. I was sharing to a Chinese guy and I was sharing to him who Jesus is. Sabi niya, who's Jesus? I'd never heard that name. And I heard that one Chinese guy got saved and then he told his friend, sabi niya, I accepted Mr. Jesus. Hindi niya kilala na Lord pala siya. Sobrang unfamiliar siya. Ang tawag niya kay Jesus, Mr. Jesus. That's how the world, I mean, we are living right now. Ganun po yung nangyayari. There are a lot of souls that are gone, that are lost, that we have to go and share to them who Jesus is. I'd like to share our involvement as every nation din. Diba? Baka sabihin naman po natin, ano po yung ginagawa ng every nation dyan? Marami po. Right now, we have these countries na meron po tayo. So one of them is Kyrgyzstan, where I've been for a year. And this November, we will have our first Victory Weekend, our first water baptism to 8 to 9 locals. Diba? After 1 year po, gabi, ang galing ni Lord. Siya po yung nagpakilala sa mga tao na yun, kung sino siya. It's never about us. But you see, this is not just it. You know, in every nation po is very committed. In Afghanistan, we have a disciple na na-save. Yan, hindi po yan yung totoong picture niya. So, mayroon po tayong missionary na nag-share dyan. And then that person understood kung ano yung sinishare niya, and he had the same passion. Sabi niya, isishare ko rin si Jesus sa mga kasama ko, mga kabansa ko. And you know, that guy, for the last 2 years, never slept in the same house for 2 straight nights. Or 2 nights, dilipat na naman siya ng bahay. Kasi papatayin siya ng mga Taliban. Kasi naging Kristiyano siya. Pero why would he do that? Because he wants to share Jesus to his countrymen. Ito bagong save lang ha. Ito talagang naintindihan niya. I mean, a lot of us have been here. But you have to hear this. You need to hear this. Maybe matagal na nag-aantay yung passport mo na kailangan mo na lumabas. Maybe yung lagi mong iniipon na pang gimmick every year, pumupunta ka na iba't ibang bansa to use it for luxury. Hindi naman po masama yun. But you know what? Maybe God has been speaking to you about it. He sabi ni Lord, why don't you invest it to the nations? Why don't you go? Diba? Even for just 10 days, kahit hindi ka long term. Another story in every nation is in Sierra Leone. This, our pastor is ministering to this Muslim mullah. Okay, yung imam ng place po na yon, and he's sharing the gospel to him for 3 weeks, 3 straight weeks. Okay, pabalik-balik po siya. And then after 3 weeks, ito pong imam na to, he got saved. Nakilala niya si Jesus. And nagtaka yung Sierra Leone pastor natin. Kasi, I mean, if you're a minister to a Muslim place, may intindihan mo that for a Muslim to finally give his life to Jesus, it would probably take a year or two para talagang mag-surrender siya kay Jesus. Pero ito, 3 weeks, the pastor or the imam gave his life to Jesus. And so he asked, so what gave you or what made you decide na i-accept mo or ibigay mo yung buhay mo kay Jesus? Sabi niya, Do you know what? For the last 3 weeks, I've been putting poison sa food mo. I'm hoping na yung sinishare mo, hindi mo na ma-share bukas kasi patay ka na. Pero andito ka na naman. So nilagyan ko na naman ng poison. Bukas andito ka na naman. Sabi siguro ng pastor, totoo nga yung God mo, di ba? So after 3 weeks of poisoning this pastor who never stopped ministering to an imam, which is very dangerous, that imam gave his life to Jesus. And again, right now, sharing dun sa mga kasama niya sa place. So praise God. Ang galing talaga ni God. And more than that, and then dami nating people group na pinag-uusapan, okay, we have a people group to reach out that it's very close to our movement. Sino ba sa inyo rito, nakilala mo si Jesus nung time na nag-aaral ka pa sa university o high school or even sa elementary? Meron ho ba? Yan, so marami-rami din, di ba? I got to know God when I was in second year college, and it's because of people who went to our school sa Mapua who shared to me the gospel. And marami po rin kaming naging kaklase na na-save din. So din ganun din po yung heart natin. We want that not just every nation, but every campus. So yun po yung heart natin eh. Because we believe that as we share to the young students now, which will be the future leaders of their nations eventually, we will see a revival in the nations. That's why ako, nung nagpunta ako ng Kyrgyzstan, I was a teacher for this specific international school. Nagturo po ako ng math, and then nagkaroon po ako ng opportunity na magkaroon ng kaibigan na isang influential na parents. Yung parents niya influential, talagang personally, I was able to reach out. I built a good relationship with this guy. And until now, we've been communicating, and he has a vision to be the next president or the future president of their country. And I believe that one day he will know Jesus. And one day that nation will know God as their Savior, as their Lord. So you know what? If you reach not just the nation, but the students, we believe that there will be a change. Diba? Kung makikita po natin yung Pilipinas ngayon, you want to see ano po mangyayari sa Philippines like 50 years from now? Look at the students today. And that will be the picture of who we are or as a country. Kung ano po magiging tayo after 50 years. That's why it is very important to reach out to the students. We will never know. We hindi natin malalaman eh. Paupupo lang yan, pakuyakuyakoy lang yan, di ba? Pero hindi natin alam, that is the next president. That is the next mayor. That's the next leader. That is the next pastor. That's the next evangelist. Not just here, but even outside. Kaya po mahalaga that we are just not just reaching out to the nation, but reaching out to the students. For so many trips that I've been, okay, lagi pong estudyante rin yung nire-reach out ko. Kasi naniniwala ako dun eh, na as we reach out to them, that nation will be changed. You know, if you heard what happened in UPLB years ago, a lot of students, Nepalese students, got saved. And eventually, when they went back to Nepal, they asked for our ministry to send missionaries there. And right now, there are at least 30 Nepalese na nagsiserve or nag-worship kay Jesus sa Nepal right now, Kathmandu, Nepal. And one of them, sa mga missionaries na nandun, yung po yung nag-one-to-one sa akin. So I'm very proud na talagang sobrang, di ba? Talagang na-impart niya sa akin yung heart niya for people and heart niya for the nations. Another story, ito, 10 days lang sila sa China, and they went to, they were walking, and they met a student, Chinese student, na if you will look, very ordinary, but God spoke to one of our pastors, and he shared to this student. And you know, right now, that student is our senior pastor in our biggest, one of our biggest churches in China, Every Nation Church. So if you're saying, Lord, magagamit mo ba ako? Oo, kaya kang gamitin ni Lord. It's never a question if God can use you. The question is, will you be willing to be used? Willing ka ba na mag-obey kay Lord? Willing ka ba na i-give out yung comfort zone mo so that people who don't know Jesus will know His name? You just have to open your mouth. You just have to see these people crying. They need a Savior. They need a God. Na ikaw na-enjoy mo for so many years, pero sila hindi nila yung kilala eh. You just have to have that heart na meron si Jesus, and you have to ask and pray for that. In Revelation chapter 7 verse 9, this is the very heart of Jesus. And ako, nung binasa ko itong verse ito, Lord, I want to have the same heart na meron ka. He said in Revelation 7 verse 9, after this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes, were holding palm branches in their hands. And I believe they were worshiping God. I mean, God sees that. Ito yung prophecy ni Lord eh. And kung sinabi ito ni Lord, it will come to pass. But you know what? Hindi ito mangyayari kung hindi po tayo mag-obey kay Lord. Bakit ka gustong gamitin ni Lord? Bakit hindi na lang si Lord magbigay ng isang miracle? Masasave na lang yung buong place, yung buong city. Bakit kailangan ka pang gamitin ni Lord? Kasi you know what? When people know or would know that your life before is a mess and you're a changed person now, sasabihin nung sisheran mo, totoo nga may God kasi nagbago yung buhay mo. You are the miracle. Maybe you've been praying for a miracle to happen, to share to this person. You know what? You are the greatest miracle that people will see. And as they see you as a miracle, they will say that Jesus is real. We have to share Jesus because Jesus deserves to be praised by every nation. He deserves praise. Hindi lang po gusto ni God mag-enjoy. Okay, hindi lang po ni God gustong ma-happy siya pag nakikita ka niya. Pero gusto niya i-worship natin siya. He loves being worshipped because He is God. He deserves that. And you know, before I pray for everyone, I'd like to show you a very encouraging video that some of our disciples from other nation, ito po yung naging testimony nila. And I hope as we watch this, God would really speak in your heart to go to the nations.
I used to think that Christianity was the bad religion that Westerners brought to cause division among my people. I was very mean towards my friend who shared a gospel to me. But when my mom became very ill, my friend's words about Christ kept on coming back into my mind.
At one part, I found myself going to temples to listen to monks and trying to do as many good deeds as I can. I needed to change my garment because I have done a lot of bad things. A Filipino friend told me about Christ. That started a journey where eventually Jesus revealed himself to me in a way that I can never deny that he is who he claims to be.
I grow up with so much hate inside me because I've seen friends and families murder a friend. An American friend shared the gospel to me, and I only listened because he was a funny guy. Because I want to know more about Jesus, I got into a lot of trouble. I had to flee my country because of my new faith. I'm young, and I have so much more to learn about how to follow Jesus. And I believe that God has called me out of my country so that someday I will reach to people who came from the same place I did.
Lee was hostile to the gospel. Addy was on an earnest quest for the truth, but could not seem to find what he was missing. Justin was a carefree youth who just wasn't interested. However they used to view Jesus, somebody had to go to where they were to share the gospel that they may be saved. Our movement is privileged to be part of their stories and of countless others around the world who have come to know Christ. We'd like to encourage you to keep praying and partnering with us as we aim to reach every nation, every campus. Unreached does not mean unreachable. Crossing Cultures.
Nakaka-encourage po, di ba? But you know what? There are more Justins, more Adi that are waiting. There are more Lee that are waiting to know or hear the word or the name of Jesus. We just have to go. So can I ask everyone to please stand up on your feet and like to pray for some of you. You know, as everyone is, I mean, can you all look up here for a while? You know, I'm just so blessed. Now, I was watching that and they were saying that they have Filipino friends. I'm just proud, first and foremost, to be a Filipino. I mean, imagine we are a third world country. Talagang hindi katulad ng mga Western or European or America. Pero you know what? God is using our country so much. Kumbaga, dapat sila yun eh. Sila may pera, pero God is using us. Pero hindi para tayo yung sumikat, pero si God yung sumikat. And anywhere we go, we look the same. Sobrang kamukha natin sila eh. That's why grabe gifting natin in terms of missions. Sana maintindihan natin yun. So can I ask everyone to bow your heads and close your eyes? Maybe God spoke to you through this message, through this message. And you're saying that I want to be part of that, or I want to also give my time, maybe not a long term, but even just a short term. Maybe you've been having this heart for the nations or for the people outside the Philippines specifically, and you're saying that I want to go, I'm available, I'm just waiting for the right time. And I think this message is so timing. It spoke to me and I want to obey, I want to respond. If you're that person, would you raise your hand? Would you raise your hand so we could pray for you? Thank you, Lord. Are there any more hands? Lord, I'd like to thank you so for these people, God. Thank you for, Lord, it's you who gave them the desire. Lord, we know that this is your very heart. And as they have this heart, Lord, we believe that it came from you. So I pray that you will begin to nurture this desire. That this desire will birth eventually to a calling, and then eventually we will just see them going. Father, it might not be a long term, but it could be just 10 days or 2 weeks. But Lord, I pray that desire will not, Lord, die. And they will see themselves, Lord, going, even if it seems impossible. Even if it's right now, hindi pa nila magrasp. But Lord, one day, in your perfect time, Lord, I pray that they will go. And they will be able to share who you are and what you did in their lives to the nations and to the other people living in another country. Thank you so much, Lord. We ask everything that we've been praying for in your name. Amen.